Right, we're outside TK Maxx now. It's ranked number 5 on our borough for FIF related fences. We go into the shop every day as a piece of sew and make sure they've not had any problems overnight, no burglars, anything like that. They can contact us if they've got any problems.
Yeah, TK Maxx in general gets hit by a lot of different criminals, from opportunists to organised crime, from abroad and homegrown, so we appreciate the help we get from both constables and PCSOs.
Yeah. And do you find it's the same criminals and same people who keep coming back day after or week after week?
No, it differs. Once people get banned, they generally get put off, usually. We get a couple of people that come back. That generally tends to be people that do other types of crime, like fraud.
We're outside McDonald's. Now the tough bit, I suppose. Were you here during the riots, Curtin?
I was up in Hither Green carrying out reassurance patrols.
How challenged did you find that time?
It was a very challenging time. Most of my patrols were based around going speaking to victims of crime. There's a road I'm just going to take you down in a little while. It was the most hit. It's called Albion Way. I was down there most every day speaking to the victims, because some of the victims had their cars broken into and set on fire. So I was going around reassuring them and making sure they're safe, basically.
Yeah, I mean, we are coming up to the anniversary of those riots. It's in and amongst the celebration of the Olympic Games. What lessons as a force? I mean, you were here, you were a Met officer, you weren't the governor, but what lessons have been learned since those riots, do you think?
Well, I suppose the first one is that we, you know, in terms of neighbourhood policing, then there's more that we can do. So that's one of the lessons we learned, is that we want to get more officers. You know, we're not just doing it because it sounds like a good thing to do. I think we need to get more officers out there working with the public. I suppose the second one is that if we do have problems, then we try and deal with it quickly. And as you know, in Haringey on that first night, it wasn't dealt with. It wasn't the officers' fault. It was the fact there weren't enough of them and we hadn't got the right tactics. So we've done a lot around that.
I was there. I did my show from there and I've spoken to many of the people who were on that march. And what they were saying was that if somebody had come out to talk to them in the first place, even before we get to the responding to what had happened, then this may never have happened. Do you accept that?
Because I wasn't there, I'll not try and judge too much. But I suppose what I agree with entirely is it's always better if there's a problem to talk. And that, you know, if you can get out there, even if people don't agree, they will hear what you say. They may not accept what you say, they may not believe what you say. But I think having the conversation, one, identifies what are people angry about. What is it they want reassurance about? And then you can say, what, from your point of view, what's happening? And if you can't answer the question, you can go away and find out. There's an issue in Lewisham a few months after Mark Duggan's death, where a black guy was shot in Lewisham was shot by the police. The local borough commander had immediate local meetings, got people into a room, explained what had happened, and we didn't see the sort of response that we saw in Haringey.